still feed me when I'm 64. Afternoon and welcome to the Senior Hour, which is sponsored by Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, Hestia Med Spa, and Comfort Keepers in Home Care. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host,
Dr. Thomas Pelucky,
on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220, KHTS. This is a show for, about, and by seniors, giving information to enhance your quality of life. And our guest today is my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pelucky.
Crazy.
Yes.
Remember when I was just a guest?
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah,
that.
Not that long ago.
No. So, funny. What's up today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about something you know a lot about.
Oh.
Unfortunately, too much about, but I want you to chime in as much as possible when I'm talking about how to treat neuropathy, because it's a big problem out there. A lot of people are suffering from stabbing pains in their hands and their feet, burning, electric pain, not being able to feel their feet when they're walking, which is probably the most dangerous aspect. I know everybody wants relief from the pain. I mean, that's just natural. We're hardwired to try to avoid pain at all costs, but pain is horrible enough, but when you can't feel your feet, that's a very dangerous situation.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, but it also increases the likelihood of falling and hurting yourself even worse.
Yes, it does.
So there's a lot going on there. And the scary thing about neuropathy is nearly, almost half of the time, we don't know what causes it. There's dozens of different types of neuropathy, mostly depending on the symptoms. You know, are you having the pain? Is it in all of your hands and feet? Is it simultaneously and equally distributed, or is it one area that is specific to a nerve? Or is it more systemic? And what causes it? Is it because of the most common cause is side effects of diabetes? But steroid therapy, prolonged steroid therapy, causes a very similar type of neuropathy as diabetic neuropathy. And as you know, chemotherapy causes.
Well, that's when mine started.
Yeah.
11 years ago.
Yeah.
When I had my first bout.
Yep.
With cancer.
Yep.
And that's when it really started, after I had gone through chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And my feet started going numb.
Yeah.
And then they would start to tingle. And most of the time, it was in the late evening,
mm-hmm.
and when I would go to bed.
Yep.
And consequently, I was always moving around trying to get my feet established.
Yep.
And then the doctor put me on gabapentin,
mm-hmm.
which helped tremendously.
Sure.
Because I would take it before I would go to bed,
mm-hmm.
say about an hour, mm-hmm. hour and a half. And I would take three of them. And that almost completely stopped it at night.
Mm-hmm.
But then toward morning, I'd get up again, and it would start crackling. It
yeah.
Like
so there's,
crackling.
There's a place for that kind of medication, obviously. And as you just said, it absolutely helped your symptoms, but only when you were taking it, and only when the dose was a certain level in your bloodstream. So that's not really the greatest long-term answer for this. You know, there's a place for gabapentin, by the way, is in the category of gabapentinoids. There's a bunch of them out there. They are actually anti-seizure medication. And they're used for a lot of stuff, but they're one of the most common prescriptions for anything related to neuropathies. And it does help. Certainly, some people it helps tremendously, but it only helps while you're taking it. And so right there, it's an ongoing expense. It's a never-ending expense to try to get some relief for the time being. And when you're dealing with neuropathy, you want that relief. And you need that relief.
That's true. Do you know what else helps? This.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all of this stuff because far too many people, for whatever reason, either can't tolerate or have an adverse reaction or some kind of side effect. They have done some research. They don't want to become dependent on any form of medication, because the most common one, like I said, was gabapentinoids, Lyrica, gabapentin, and a few others. But there's also off-label prescribed antidepressants are commonly used for neuropathy, and occasionally even opioids. Now, when you mix opioids and gabapentinoids, you get into a very dangerous area of chemical dependency and potential overdose that magnifies each other's individual risk factors.
Well, I don't use opioids.
Well, that's good. But some people, they're just following the advice of their doctor, and their doctor's doing the best they can to try to give that patient some relief. I understand completely. But neither of those blessed relief methods do anything to promote the healing of the nerve, to give the nerve the kind of support it needs to try to get better, which I think is always a better strategy. It's one thing to get some relief, but to become dependent on anything, whether it's a medication or a physical therapy or whatever, for the rest of your life, become absolutely dependent on it, I think there's usually a better strategy, and we're going to talk about that today. Between the therapies that we do in the office that you can vouch for, the therapies that we send home with our patients, which you can vouch for, the nutraceuticals, which I think are critical in any type of neuropathy management, and, diet and exercise. So that's what today's show is going to be about.
That's covering a lot.
Yeah, it is covering a lot. And we always run out of time, and we're probably not going to get to everything. In fact, I can almost guarantee we're not going to get to everything. So I'd like to just skim through as much as possible and then go into detail if we have a chance to. Probably in the second segment, a little teaser. Maybe hopefully some people will have the ability to, listen to the entire show, or you can watch it later on Facebook. Maybe it looks like we're having a little bit of difficulty with the cameras, but I'm not going to let that distract from the important information that we have to share. For anybody who's listening, you can re-listen or re-watch from hometownstation.com. And I hope you do, especially if you know somebody who's suffering with neuropathy. So let's get to it.
Okie dokie.
As you said, your neuropathy came from chemotherapy.
Yes.
Which is common. It's a common side effect of chemotherapy. And you were getting some good, really good, effective temporary relief from the gabapentin. Great. But you still had neuropathy years into treatment with the gabapentin.
Yeah, and I still have it.
Yeah. But it's a lot more manageable now, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And it's nowhere near as bad as it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and at times we've had it totally, almost totally gone with you. So there are methods to decrease the amount of medication you need and sometimes eliminate them if you're giving the nerves the kind of support they need to try to get better.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know, Barb. I know you take a lot of my products, but I'm not sure about everything you do. Do you take this one?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so real quick, this is, we call it Daily Detox. It's 50 superfood concentrates. It's all foods. There's no medication in it whatsoever, but it supports the detoxification process. And one of the main components of neuropathy is that your nerves are bathed in a substance, you know, your body fluids, that there's something that's irritating or aggravating them. And one of the ways to get rid of that irritant is to make sure that you're flushing those irritants out of your body.
Well, that makes good milkshake.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and that's great. A lot of people do put it in their smoothie or whatever, but it's fine in water too. It actually tastes okay. There's no artificial flavors or sweeteners or anything in it. And it's really great. Supporting detoxification, everything from your blood to your lymph to the detoxification pathways in your liver, in your kidneys, in your digestive tract, all the way down to the cellular level. And inside of the cell, there are some nutrients in here that go in and help even at the genetic level. They go all the way down into the chromosome, into the DNA, and support repair and detoxification. So it's a great substance. Like I said, 50 superfood concentrates. The show is not long enough to go into all the stuff that's in here, but it's a great starter. So you can recommend this, yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier that your symptoms were typically worse when you were trying to go to sleep. Are you taking this one or not, the sleep formula?
Yes.
Okay. So this, again, is what we call a nutraceutical, which, you know, is a catchphrase right now. It's a buzzword. But it's basically a supplement that's designed of all natural products. There's no medication in it whatsoever. And every single one of them has a medicinal property without any of the toxic side effects of, you know, something like Tylenol or, you know, that might hurt you in some way. So it's a supplement, but it acts almost like medicine. Pretty good thing.
Yes.
So can you say anything about, has this improved the quality of your sleep, the
yes.
relaxation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It helps me relax.
Awesome. So that's key and critical to sleeping. There are a couple of minerals, a couple of amino acids, a couple of plant extracts in here that all work together. Any one of them is good, and a lot of them are available at a health food store or at your pharmacy or whatever. But when this is a unique blend that puts it all together, and I have people that come in just for this, and they buy them 6 and 12 bottles at a time because it's the only thing that, you know, they found that works for them. And obviously, in this day and age, a lot of people have a lot of options out there between going to the supermarket, to buying bulk at Costco, to ordering online. And I still have people who come to my office just to buy this product.
Yes,
so
I need another one of these too.
Okay. All right. Well, I got one for you right there. And then, obviously, we can't do a neuropathy show without talking about this product, Nerve Support. So I know for a fact you've been taking this for years for a couple of different reasons, not just for your neuropathy, but, you know, the brain is made out of nerves, and this actually has helped. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but we have patients who use this just for like memory issues and clarity of thinking and that. So, can you talk about any kind of benefit? Obviously, you wouldn't buy it if it didn't work for you. So, if you could, if you could,
I also need that too.
Oh, great. Okay, there you go. So. Can you talk a little bit about what that has done for you?
It's helped me relax, mainly.
Good.
And that's basically what it is. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I get nervous. I have to walk around with a walker, mm-hmm. you know. And my kids are always telling me, slow down, mother, slow down. You know, because I'm the type of person, if I've got something to do, I want to get up and do it.
Sure.
You know, let's get it over with. And I'll jump up out of the chair and get on that. Mother, slow down. Slow down. And that's what this does.
So that calms your nerves.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's no, again, there's no drugs in this. There's no medication that's going to be a hazard to you driving or walking around or anything like that.
But it's, I don't drive anymore.
Okay.
I don't trust myself.
So you were taking that while you were driving.
Yes.
But it doesn't have any weird side effects or anything like that. One of the other things we need to address, one of the most common causes of neuropathy is malnutrition. And you'd be surprised that, oh, America? We have a obesity problem. How can people be malnourished? Just because you're overweight doesn't mean you're getting enough nutrition. It just means you're storing a lot of fat and not necessarily getting any of the nutrients you need. So we need to talk about vitamins for a second. And trust me when I say not all vitamins are created equal.
That's right.
In fact, most of the even expensive vitamins, boutique-y, chic-y vitamins, multi-level market vitamins are often manufactured with the cheapest ingredients available and then just marketed, right? So when it comes to vitamins, little known tidbit is that every single vitamin has something that's called an activated form, a bioavailable form, something that your body immediately recognizes as the nutrient that it needs in order to produce that function, right?
Isn't it amazing what our bodies can do?
Exactly. So in a perfect world, we'd get all of this from our food, but it's not a perfect world. No. And I am very, very particular about what I do and what I don't eat, and I still take this daily because I know for a fact, even as picky as I am, I don't get the nutrition I need from food alone. And I have 2 postgraduate degrees in nutrition, so I might know a thing or two about that. The test that I use when it comes to vitamins is take your vitamin bottle right now, look down, and check vitamin
B12.
Yeah. So if it says cyanocobalamin, which is the most common cheap ingredient version of vitamin B12.
What is it, cyana?
Cyanocobalamin. Cobalamin is the B12, but it's like almost like, you know, how sodium chloride is salt. So you can't just have cobalamin. You have to have something attached to that cobalamin in order for it to do anything in your body. When it comes to B12, if that cobalamin is attached to a cyanide, not necessarily something you want in your vitamin, that's going to cause a problem because cobalamin is integral in the energy pathway of every single cell in your body, right? So cobalamin is critically important to that. However, cyanide, which is the other half of that, is a poison in that energy pathway. That's how people die when they get poisoned with cyanide, because it shuts down their energy pathways. So to make vitamin B12 out of cyanide, I think is crazy. It's just crazy. Why would you do that?
But how do they get by with that?
I don't know. I don't get into that. What I do know, however, is that methyl cobalamin not only supports the energy pathway with the cobalamin, but with the methyl group. So you get a supercharged vitamin B12 when it's methylcobalamin. Of course, that's true in my product, but every single vitamin has a similar story. I just use that because it's the most common and easiest to explain. We got to go to break.
Yes, we do. We have to take a break. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pawlucki, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTF.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pawlucki, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And my goodness, we're talking about all kinds of things today.
Yeah, neuropathy in particular.
Neuropathy in particular, but everything associated with it.
Yeah, everything that your medical doctor, unfortunately, just doesn't have time to cover with you. So, you know, they're busy. They're backed up. And they're most likely going to recommend something like gabapentinoids, anti-anxiety medication, possibly opioids, in order to treat the most severe symptoms of neuropathy. However, none of those things, as important as they may be to get some relief, because it's a horrible, horrible disease, to get some relief from the pins and needles, to get some relief from the burning pain, to get some relief from the electric type pain in your hands and feet when you have this horrible situation that is literally destroying your nerves. That's what neuropathy means. It's a form of nerve damage, and a bunch of different things cause it. In your case, it was chemotherapy. Yeah. That's a common one. Diabetes is another common one. Steroids are another common one. But up to half the time, they don't even know what causes it. It's just a breakdown of the nerves. There are some genetic factors. There are some environmental factors. But even with all of that other information, sometimes you just don't know what causes it. And that's not the most important thing. The most important thing, as far as I'm concerned, is not just constantly treating the symptom. Like you said, you were getting relief. Every night, you took 3 gabapentins, and you were able to sleep. But by the time you woke up, your neuropathy was coming back. And
yeah, that's true. And it was worse after the second time I went through cancer.
Yeah.
Same cancer.
Yep.
Which was 11 years later.
Yep.
And I beat it.
Yeah. Congratulations, yes. By the way. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, I saw my oncologist yesterday. He mm-hmm. said, you're doing very well.
That's awesome.
He said, but we're not going to take the port out.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. So in the meantime, we got to step up your neuropathy treatment, because you're still having a little bit of it. It
yes.
flared up after that last round of yes. chemo, which is understandable. It's understandable. So we've talked in the first segment about our products, our nutraceuticals, which are basically food-based. You know, let food be thy medicine.
Right.
Hippocrates was famous for saying that. Well, I take that literally, and most of my natural treatments are food-based, and the supplements that we use are they don't require a prescription, but they do provide some very powerful healing properties, as you can attest to.
Oh, absolutely.
We talked in the first segment about how
yes.
you use our sleep product, which is
yes.
helps you relax, and because for most people, neuropathy, regardless of what kind or how it was caused or how long they've been dealing with it, it's worse at night. And as soon as it affects the sleep cycle, you're dealing with a whole nother layer of problems on top of dealing with that. And just makes it so much harder for your body to heal if you're not sleeping.
That's very true. And I still wake up in the middle of the night and still cannot go back to sleep. So I'll pick up my book and start reading.
Right.
And when I hold it up like this, all of a sudden it starts coming down and I'm thinking, uh-oh, I can go to sleep now.
There you go. There you go. So that's another thing. As far as the self-care, when you can do things naturally, when you can read in order to help yourself relax and get back to sleep, it's so much better than having to take some kind of medication.
Yes.
So, what's the other one? I forget already what we talked about.
Neurosupport.
Okay, so the nerve yes. support. So again, critically important to give nerves the nutrition that they need. Unfortunately, we just can't get it from food. You'd have to eat all day long in order to get the nutritional value that most people need, especially if they're challenged with some kind of a condition, in order for them to recover. So we support with some concentrated food stuff, you know, some food-based concentrates that are known to give the nutrition that nerves need in order to heal and get better. Next one we want to talk about, because I take full responsibility for this, and it's maybe why you're still experiencing a little bit of neuropathy, because we didn't get you on this one. For those who are tuned in on Facebook and can see us, you see these sparkling red lights in the background, and that is not just a special effect. That is one of our home therapies that we prescribe, especially to neuropathy patients, because it's proven to help tremendously with repair on nerves. It's kind of like photosynthesis. Like, so you know that if you go outside in the sunshine, your body makes vitamin D,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's not the only kind of photosynthesis that we do. It's in humans, instead of plants, we call it photobiomodulation, but nobody remembers that. So people remember from elementary school, plants make their food from photosynthesis, right? So I'm not going to cut hairs there. That particular wavelength of red and near-infrared light causes photosynthesis in your body too, but it's not vitamin D. It's two very critical chemicals. One is called nitric oxide, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And the other one is called VEGF, vasoendothelial growth factor.
VEGF.
Yeah, right? So, okay. Yeah, I've already given dumped way too much data on you, but bottom line is this wavelength of red and near-infrared light has tremendous healing property that you can attest to.
Oh, yes, especially in the back.
It feels good almost on contact. Yes. It feels good, but this isn't like a heating pad. This is something completely different. Now, yes, you do get the instant relief because it does generate a little bit of heat. This is not far infrared. This is not the sauna type of heat. No, no. This is near infrared, which does some pretty incredible stuff. Like I said, no matter what kind, as long as the skin can see it, when your skin is exposed to this, it starts manufacturing nitric oxide and VEGF, which have been proven to heal, help just about any kind of tissue heal much faster than it would on its own. So we use it especially with neuropathy patients. We use it for other things because it's good for joints, it's good for muscles, it's good for skin. It actually even is good for body sculpting, for emptying fat cells. But that's a whole nother show, a whole nother conversation. We're going to stick to neuropathy. We know that this is great for neuropathy. improves the circulation. With the nitric oxide, it dilates the blood vessels and gets that nitric oxide into the tissue directly and also into the blood vessels where it has its best effect. There's Nobel Prize-winning research on how nitric oxide improves heart disease, the number one killer in the country. So it's good all around.
Well, the way I use it, I usually put socks on.
Yeah, no, that might be why you still have some neuropathy. It's not good with socks. It needs to see the skin. I'm glad we're having this conversation.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to supercharge your results by removing those socks.
Remove the socks.
Yeah. Yeah. So
because
there,
I would place my feet on it and wrap it over.
I understand, but it's so much better. Yeah, it's so much better
oh.
when it has direct exposure. You're getting maybe 10% of the power of this thing through clothing, if that. So
that's
direct. It needs to see it. It's like it's like sunscreen. If you went outside and you were trying to get a tan, you wouldn't put clothes on.
Well, that's true.
You see what I'm saying? So the light has to penetrate the skin. It has to see the skin in order for you to get the benefit from it, and that's probably why you still have some neuropathy.
Interesting.
Okay, so that was a very long introduction for this product. This is nitric oxide support. This, you can't eat nitric oxide. It's like eating oxygen. You can't do that. But you can give your body all the building blocks it needs to easily manufacture nitric oxide, and that's what this product is all about.
How long have you had that?
The whole time. And again, I apologize. It's my fault that we didn't have you on this from day one. That's probably why you still have a little bit of neuropathy left over. So you're going home with this one too.
Interesting.
And this is one that you do know about, the anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
So anything you can say about this product? How has this helped you?
Well, it's helped tremendously.
Okay, so this is a all-natural, non-toxic alternative to having to take ibuprofen and Tylenol and aspirin over and over and over again, because all of those things either hurt your stomach or your kidneys or your liver or your digestive tract or all of the above, increase the risk of heart attack and stroke and probably every other top 10 killer. We just don't have the research on it to talk about. So instead, this is, again, a superfood concentrate. In this case, there's, I'll just talk about one of the ingredients because there's 10 super great anti-inflammatory ingredients in there. But the one that I'd like to talk about is what a lot of people are familiar with, and it's turmeric.
Turmeric.
Yes. However, turmeric is just a spice. And a lot of people are taking these capsules that are turmeric, and there's very, very little medicine in it at all. They're thinking that they're really doing something great by taking this turmeric. And unfortunately, they'd have to take the whole bottle several times a day in order to unlock any of the medicine inside of it. In our formula, the turmeric is something called standardized, which means that it goes through a process in a laboratory. They distill out the medicine in the turmeric, which is called curcuminoid, and that is one of the most potent broad-spectrum anti-inflammatories known to science right now. So inflammation has a bunch of different components, and you may have heard of like COX-2 inhibitors that made the news, I don't know, 10 years ago or something, because they were actually increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes in patients. And now they are powerful anti-inflammatories, but COX-2, cyclooxygenase 2, is an enzyme that is part of the whole inflammatory pain process. And these medications would target COX-2 and knock that out and give relief. They work. You know, there's no question about them. They work. But in doing so, they actually boosted some of the other dangerous inflammatory components by, so you know, you take away from one and others get stronger.
Yes.
That increased the risk of heart attack and strokes in a lot of patients. And unfortunately, we learned the hard way that that's not necessarily the best way to give some people some pain relief. Curcuminoid is something completely different. Instead of going after all the periphery of those, I can't even remember how many different components, cyclooxygenase is just one of them. I think there might be 17 other ones. This goes to nuclear factor, which is the basis of all inflammation, and it's been proven that curcuminoid targets that effectively. So you knock out one of the main contributing factors of inflammation without boosting the more dangerous ones by having this approach to anti-inflammatories. And it's all natural. Unlike Tylenol, you gobble a bottle of Tylenol, you are going to the hospital and you might die. You could take that whole bottle and, you know, you might have a slightly gas. You might have some gas. That's the worst that's going to happen with that. So I don't have a problem with working with this in my practice, and you can vouch for it. It helps.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yep. I can. Yep. And I think we're getting pretty close to taking another break.
Okay.
So let's do that now.
Okay.
I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pawlucki, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220, KHTS.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Thomas Pawlucki, with my co-host, Barbara Cochran, who's beat cancer twice. And I'm a little embarrassed to say that she's got a relapse of the neuropathy, but that's understandable with going through chemotherapy. We beat not just cancer, but working together, we beat the neuropathy. We knocked it down considerably.
Oh, yes.
With our natural methods. And that's what this show has been about all day long. We've been talking about the nutraceuticals, the supplements, the superfood concentrates. We touched on the near-infrared light therapy, which you own one at home.
Yes.
And we just found out why you may still have a little bit of neuropathy, because you're treating through clothes. This works best when it can see the skin directly.
Right.
So you wouldn't go outside and try and get a tan fully clothed. You want the light to see the skin order to make the medicine inside your body.
Yes.
We've talked about the supplements that support the nerves, the nutrition that nerves need in order to heal and get better, which no medication does. As good as they are at giving you some temporary relief, those medications do not support healing of the nerves. They do not give the nutrition it needs. They do not increase the circulation. They do not help you heal. They just treat your symptoms. So that we've talked in the first few segments about all of the supplements that are designed specifically to do that. Not everybody needs that. Not everybody needs, you know, all these supplements. But if you're not getting better, if you're not getting better, if you're tired of having to take, you know, handfuls of pills every day just to manage the pain, just to manage the symptoms, then you may want to look at adding some of these things. The near-infrared is a great home therapy. Yes, we have them in the office for people who aren't prepared to buy one. They can come in and get the treatment in the office. But most people who do get the treatment in the office, after they feel it on that first visit, they decide it's worth buying it.
Absolutely.
It's worth buying it because it's almost instant relief. And when you're dealing with something as painful as neuropathy or a joint pain, a strain, a muscle arthritis, and something without any medication at all, without any physical contact on your body, something that can make you feel good instantly is almost like magic.
Yes, absolutely.
And so this is not magic. This is not some kind of hocus pocus. This is very well proven science about near infrared light therapy. It's called photobiomodulation, low level laser in the near infrared spectrum.
And it's worked many times for me.
Yep. It's going to work better now that you're taking your socks off. But that's my fault. That's
and
not
these good. These are thick, soft socks.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so that keeps my feet warm.
All right. Now we're going to talk about some of the things that make me different as a chiropractor. So a lot of people, especially in this age group, would never, ever consider going to a chiropractor. They just don't believe it's
most
real.
Most chiropractors put you on a table and twist you and turn you, and you think, holy cow, I'm going to fall off the table.
Yeah. Well, that is the overwhelming majority of the experience and the idea of chiropractic out there. But you know, by working with me for several years, that we never do that.
No.
Ever.
Absolutely not.
And that is because I taught at two schools. I have seen every technique out there, and I have chosen a few that get the best results with the least amount of drama, without scaring people, without having to do those things. If you love that, if you say, oh, well, what's he talking about? I love my chiropractor, and they crunch me real good every time I go in. I'm like, okay. That's a beautiful thing. That's fine.
That's fine. That's your decision.
But 9 out of 10 people don't want that. That's who I'm talking to right now. 9 out of 10 people do not want
that. I used to be one of those people.
So normally I would treat you on air, but we've run out of time. So we're just going to real quickly talk about what you love best, which is this thing, which is common out there.
Do you want me to stand up?
We don't have time, unfortunately.
Oh, but, good
heavens. Yeah, so you can get these anywhere, you know, but how you use them is important. Where and how and when and all of that is critically important. And we not only do that in the office, but we teach people how to do it for themselves at home.
Right.
And this thing is what we use to take the place of that twisting and cracking. Just a very little tiny impulse in the right place at the right time. Takes all the pressures off the nerves. It's at least as good as that twisting and cracking. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And I say it with some degree of certainty and credibility after teaching at two chiropractic schools and having hundreds of five-star reviews. So hopefully we'll get to this stuff next time.
Yes.
On the Senior Hour. KHTS FM 98.1, AM 1220, and hometownstation.com. We're sponsored by Hestia Med Spa, Providence Holy Cross, and Comfort Keepers. Now go out and enhance your quality of life.